So we call ourselves Coach Bob, Coach Josh, Coach Jake. We call ourselves coaches because in Ephesians chapter 4, when it talks about church leaders, it says the whole purpose of church leaders, the reason God gave the church some leaders, is to equip other people for works of service. That same chapter says that God's put a gift in every single one of his believers, and that only when we all work together do we really start to show the fullness of Jesus. So the goal of Maywood Baptist Church is to be the fullness of Jesus here in Western Independence. We can only do that if we all participate, if we're all actively serving. So we're coaches. I'm going to lead us in prayer, and then we'll get started here. God, I thank you for today. I thank you for this team that you're bringing together and building at Maywood. Right now, we want to listen to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, you all look really good. This is a really good group. Those of you up in the penny seats, sorry that you all have to sit way up there. Does not cost as much to sit up there as it does down here. Just a little humor. You know, people ask me pretty often about how Josh is doing. And here's what I say about Josh. I don't know about his medical condition. What I do know is his heart and his life is absolutely amazing. And so we're thankful for that. I'm going to get like Barbie and get teary-eyed, so I'm going to keep it short. Amanda is an amazing support and help. They're doing everything they can. We're going to do all that we can. Let me just say, you saw donation. 100% of everything that is donated goes to Josh. Don't let the donation keep you away, okay? Just bring somebody that's got some money, all right? And all right. So we got a lot of stuff donated, some really good stuff, and you're going to like it and enjoy it. Just bring your friends, say, you know, eat at home all week long, save up all that McDonald's money and bring it, okay? So that's just fun, all right? Let's talk about communication really quick. We've been on a series. We have one more week on that, and then we have a really good series to begin after next week. And next week is going to be a really good ending to this one. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about what are the best ways we can communicate with each other, and then how does that in turn translate to talking to God? God is personal. And so God has made us in his image, and part of being in his image is we can learn from how we talk to each other about how we talk to God, okay? So today we're going to talk about leveling. And somebody might say, what is leveling? Well, if Josh came up to me and he said, Bob, we need to talk, and he had that look in his eye, he would be leveling to me. All right, maybe I would be leveled after we leveled. I don't know. But at any rate, he would come up and he would say something to me, and I would connect with him, and he would have something to say. If my wife comes to me and says, honey, we need to sit down and talk, that's leveling. All right. Every so often we get to do that. Usually she gets to initiate it. She's normally right. All right, so that's what leveling is. Why is it so important? Let's look at a passage in Hebrews. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone. That's what the Bible says, and that is a fabulous, fabulous thing to do. Make every effort to live at peace with everyone. But the truth is we don't always live at peace with one another, and so the verse 15 says this, so that you don't have a bitter root that grows and causes trouble and defiles you. What is a root? What is a root of bitterness that can grow into our life? I have some of my business cards in my pocket, and let's just let them be an imagination. When somebody does something to me, particularly people close to me, family members, friends, folks that I work with occasionally, and I get hurt, it's almost like I have an invisible card, and I write down that offense. I write down that resentment. And I stick it in my shirt pocket, and I say, I'm going to get you later. Okay? Now, you know, I'm obviously not going to go cut the tires on my wife's car when she offends me. Okay? But I can mope around the house and say, see how much you hurt me today? Thank you all for the sympathy. I really appreciate that. It's a real gift to your pastor. Thank you so much. So what we do is we just kind of stuff that in here, and it can sometimes pack in and pack in and pack in, but it doesn't go away. Resentments don't go away. They leak out. So the best man in my wedding had that relationship with his wife. And they didn't have a very good relationship. The earlier service, Jake said, how long did their marriage last? About 3 years. And that was about it. But they just packed all this stuff in. And there would be times when they would leak out, and they'd have a smile on their face, but you knew they weren't smiling. Sarcasm, bitterness, okay? So we don't want to have a bitter root growing up. And that's one of the reasons why we level. We just get straight with people, and we talk to them so that we don't have those things piling up in our lives. Is that good enough? Everybody fine? Jake, would you mind grabbing my Bible for me over there?
Bob, it's always something. If it's not, go grab the Bible. It's go get me.
Hey, I just asked you
coffee.
To get my Bible, pal.
Well, just right now. But yesterday it was coffee. The day before that it was go mow my lawn. It was, you know, it's always go get this.
Could
go
I
grab
just
that.
Have my
it's
Bible?
Like, yep.
Huh?
You can have it.
It's oh, Jake. You kidding me?
No, this is, you know, you can go. You can get it yourself, Bob, you know.
Josh, would you maybe help him out?
You guys see the stuff I got to deal with?
Yeah.
Well, this was for your benefit. Obviously, Jake and I have never had that kind of an issue before, because that's because Josh is on the staff and he handles my light work, you know. So, at any rate, what we're describing for you is gunny sacking, and that we all know how that is. You just pack in those resentments, and you pack them in, and you pack them in, and you pack them in like you're filling up this bag. By the way, this is a money sack. If somebody wants to bring one of those Friday night, we will take it, all right? Just as long as it's not from Chemical Bank of New York wrapped up with a seal on it, all right? But nevertheless, if you imagine, like, I've seen gunny sacks that you know, those old burlap bags that you pack stuff in. You understand that? That's a term for what we can do sometimes with communication. We just store it up and store it up and store it up. And then something minor sets us off, and we explode way out of proportion to the problem. Nobody's ever done that in here, right? Okay, I hear you. Me too. And so that's why leveling is so important, because leveling is kind of like letting the steam off. All right? So if you decide to sit down with somebody you care about, somebody who you're connected with, and you want to do that, there's one other tip we want to give you, and that is don't throw in the kitchen sink. Sometimes when you finally get the courage to sit down and to talk to somebody about what's going on, well, if I open the little bit, I'm going to open the whole floodgate, and I'm going to give you everything that I've ever thought about it, everything I've stuffed into that bag, and you're going to hear it all, right? And so, Josh, when that's done to you, what do you think about that? You like it?
No, not at all. This is not a very effective way to communicate at all.
Yes, you're right.
More times than not, it has a tendency to put you on the defense, and you know, guys like me, when we get on the defense, we switch to the offense pretty quick.
You're right. Probably everybody's been on the receiving end of somebody who brings a list of complaints to them. And it's not the way to do it. So if you're going to do this, pick one item, not 10. What's the top item? You can revisit another item at another day, one item at a time. But let me just underscore, and Jake is going to give us some really good coaching here. Once you've done it, do it, first of all, and then do one item. Okay? Enough said.
Okay, so we've talked about what not to do. You don't want to hit them with a gunny sack of, here's all the list of stuff I've been storing up and being bitter about. And you don't want to hit them with the kitchen sink of, here's 100 things that you need to fix. But what do you need to do? When you want to go to someone and say, I have a problem, or you've hurt me in some way, how do you do it? Well, we start with an I message is what it's called. It's an older term. It was invented long before iPhones and Apple and all of that. So it's not an Apple product, but it's I message. What it means, though, is when you go to a relationship, we've all had a time when we felt hurt and we started in an argument. When we started with a, you're a jerk, or something like that. We started with a, why did you do that? Are you stupid? Or something like that. And those conversations haven't ended well. We've picked a fight, basically, when we start conversations that way. When we do something like that, we typically end with what we call a lose-lose. Both people go away less happy with each other, less close to each other. when you're going to use an iMessage, you're going for a win-win. This is somebody you care enough about that you're willing to work at it a little bit to get to a better spot. So you've been hurt in some way. Things aren't perfect. I'm not saying they're perfect, but you're shooting for a win-win. You're shooting for both of you to understand each other better, both of you to care about each other more when the conversation's over. So if that's where your mindset is, this is a good strategy for you. It's called an iMessage. What you do, just like it's up on the board here, you say, I felt, and then you open up about the way you felt. Now, don't package in there a little dig or a little accusation about, like, I felt scared when you were a crazy maniac and drove the car too fast. You don't say like that. You just say, how did you actually feel? Okay, so it's a little hard for us to do. You have to actually open up and be a little bit vulnerable. Normally when we're angry, we just want to hurt the other person, or we just want to prove them wrong. But you got to be a little bit vulnerable so their defenses don't come up, so they'll actually listen so you can have a conversation. See, I felt like a little kid when you asked me to go get the book. You know, I felt like I wasn't important when you asked me to go get the book. So I just said a fact. I didn't say when you rudely asked me to go get the book or when you insensitively asked me to go get the book. I didn't add any adjectives in there. I just said the fact that something happened. And the only thing I really shared was the thing I'm an authority on. I'm an authority on how I felt, okay? So I shared, I felt this way when, and then just the fact that happened.
Maybe I just stick in real fast.
Yeah.
The feeling part is really hard to get in touch with. It's easier to call somebody a name than it is to identify how we're feeling when we're being treated. And so it's really worth us taking the time to think through, I felt. But it's very effective just to say, I felt when you did this. And then you stop, okay? So you probably felt like I just jumped on your words, but go ahead.
You're okay. You're okay.
So Jake,
it's good, yeah.
To keep from doing the kitchen sink thing, what you're telling me is this process that you're talking about, this may, like, take some time. Like, we may be, you and your spouse, you may be in the store. And this could open up a huge can of worms. Isn't it easier just to gloss over the whole thing and just worry about it later?
So it definitely is easier in the immediate. While you're picking out peanut butter or whatever, it's easier to just, okay, I'm going to ignore the fact that they just made a slight, you know, they just made a negative comment about me or made me feel bad. The problem is, like what I did with Bob exploding over a little book, if you just pack in all those little hurts, it does seep out in other ways. It does hurt you down the road. But while you're in the store picking out cereal or whatever, it's probably not the best time to have this conversation. It is okay to plan it out and say, let's wait till we've got 10 minutes to talk or 30 minutes to talk. Okay, but this is a little bit hard to actually do in practice. We don't talk this way normally. We don't say, I feel this way when this happened. It's not how we normally talk. So I'm not sure what happened there. We jumped ahead. But if we could go back to the iMessage slide there. I want you guys to take a second. I don't want you to bring up a real issue because we don't honestly have enough time. But turn to the person next to you and bring up just a fictional thing, but try to use this formula of I felt this way when fact happened. So I'm going to give you guys just like a minute and go ahead and practice with the person next to you. You might have to move a little bit to get somebody. Okay, I know it takes a while to bring us back after we're all talking. And I know we've got good communicators in the room, but I got to pull us all back. I know, we got to be louder. So, I got to pull you guys all back real quick. So, there we go. Everybody but Joey G is now focused. Oh, wait. Okay, no. So good. Okay, sending an iMessage. You guys got a little bit of practice there. You will have to think about it to do it. And if you're not careful, you're going to stick in there when you're a jerk. Or you're going to stick in there something that kind of picks at the other person. Okay, don't do that. Just say how you felt and then the fact in a nice way as you can put the fact of what happened, okay? What's going to happen as soon as you share that, the other person is going to want to share. The other person is going to want to talk. And a couple weeks ago we talked about your active listening work boots. We talked about there's times when things are emotional or if we can go to this next slide here. Thank you, Bob. I didn't realize I had the thing. So you put on your active listening work boots when things are emotional or when you don't understand each other very well. What active listening is just you just let the other person speak as long as they want to speak. You try to understand them. If there's a little pause, go ahead and ask them a question that's kind of, okay, so you're saying you felt this way. Or you repeat back a little bit, but you dig a little deeper on what they're saying. When you're active listening, you're just trying to understand. You're not trying to defend yourself. So if I said, Bob, I felt like my time's not important when you asked me to get the book, Bob might be like, well, it's just a book. It's just da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, I don't cut him off. I don't jump in there and say, well, you realize it made me feel this way or something. I don't do that. I just let him speak until I feel like we're both understanding each other, until he's giving me some signals that, okay, he's ready to listen again. Because if you just dump an iMessage on somebody and don't give them a chance to respond, it doesn't go well, okay? So you've got to give them a little bit of space to share. So after you share your iMessage and then you actively listen, that's good. You don't need to kitchen sink with them. You don't need to bring up 10 other things. You just work on that one thing. Okay, today we're just trying to do this one thing together. So that's how we can, when we're hurt, that's a really healthy way to bring it up with someone else. Normally we take these lessons and we apply them to our relationship with God. But I know a lot of people are really nervous or shy about, could I ever bring up a hurt with God? Could I ever bring up that I'm disappointed or even complain to God about something God's doing or something I think God's doing? What do you think on that,
yeah,
Bob?
We can. And I have a favorite story. It's a tragic story, and I maybe shared it with you previously, but it highlights it. One of the ladies in the former church that I pastored lost her husband tragically. He was an auto mechanic. He was working out the back of their yard. The jack slipped, and the car fell on him and crushed him to death. And she absolutely loved her husband. And she couldn't get over the grief. And, I mean, the grief was just off the chart. And she was grieving so much, her whole body was covered in hives. So you have the loss of your husband, and you have hives to go with it. And so she finally went on the back porch, and she screamed at God. And she just said, God, don't you know how much I'm hurting? And she just laid it out before him. And the beauty is, in that moment, God heard her prayer, and he came to her, and he gave her his presence like she had never experienced in her life. And very shortly after that, the grief was gone, and the hives were gone, and her life was going. That's a snapshot picture of what Jake is going to read some scriptures about, people who have come to God with enormous grief or pain or hurt or anger or whatever the emotion might be. And they were able to level with God. God, don't you know? Well, God does know. So let's look at a couple of scriptures, Jake, and kind of get into that.
Before we get there, before I share this, I do want to just put out a little warning there. What we're about to share, it's not an excuse to blame God for all your problems. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, the foolish man ruins his own life, but then rails against God. And unfortunately, I've run into that at times. People are really angry at God, but you see that they've hurt themselves in a lot of ways. But there's also some really great men and women that are Christians who still have these super dark moments that they go through. And some of the best of them were open with God about how they really felt. We're going to read a couple of those passages. So the first one comes from Jeremiah. He's this great prophet, this great guy. He says to God, though, you deceived me, Lord, and I was deceived. You overpowered me and prevailed. I am ridiculed all day long, and everyone mocks me. He had literally just been put in a stockade, and the people he was trying to help and give God's message had just literally made fun of him all day and hurt him all day long. After that experience, this is how he feels, and he's open with God about it, saying, I feel like I was tricked. He was a young guy when God came to him and said, I want to make you my messenger. And Jeremiah gave his whole life to God, And right now, at this moment, he feels like, this is all a waste of time. My whole life's terrible. He goes on in later on in chapter 20 to say, I wish I was never even born. He hates his whole life at that point. And the thing he didn't do was say, and so I'm done with you, God, and walk out on God and never come back. But he was honest to say, this is how I really feel. I feel like everything in my life's wrong. I feel like my life's a mess. He was honest with God about that, but he stuck with God. If you read the book of Jeremiah, you see a guy who's got this incredible faith, who even though life is really hard, he's able to go through this really hard time and be faithful when very few other people do. But it doesn't mean he covers up his hurt. It means when he has a hurt, he brings it out to God and says, let's talk about it. I'm really hurting. I want to bring that to God and deal with it with God, okay? So not to bottle it up. Job, who goes through incredible pain physically, his family dies, he loses everything he has. He says, I cry out to you, God, but you do not answer. I stand up, but you merely look at me. You turn on me ruthlessly. With the might of your hand, you attack me. I bet there's someone in the room, maybe more than one person in the room, who that first half of that verse, if they can say that right now. I'm crying out to God. I'm hurting desperately inside, and I feel like God doesn't answer. I'm standing up hoping for God to speak, and I feel like he just gives me a blank stare. We hit moments like that. Job had a time like that. In fact, he went so far to say he felt like God was the one hurting him. If you read the book of Job, we know the truth of the matter is it wasn't God who was hurting him, but that's truly how Job felt in this moment. And so again, he didn't abandon God. He didn't say, like, he didn't curse God and give up his faith. But he was honest with God about this is how I feel right now. So, Josh, when you're upset with God, how do you talk with God?
Well, I think it's okay to be honest with him. I mean, I wouldn't get too jazzy with God and start talking all sideways, just so you know, I wouldn't go too far. But I think it's okay to get real honest with him, and because he knows what's inside your heart anyway. And so, I think that as you walk with Jesus over time, you learn more about him, and you're able to communicate with him in a better way. Before I walked with Jesus for a period of time, I used to think that God was just some cosmic tyrant, and that he would, if he got mad at you, he would zap you and make your life bad. And then as I've walked with Jesus over the years, I've learned that that's not the case at all. So now when I look at Jesus, I'm able to talk to him more honestly anyway, and know that he is a loving father, and that I can talk to him and be honest with him. And, I know that you love me. I don't understand why things happen, but I know that you love me, and you wouldn't do things just to hurt me.
Yeah, that's very good. So real quick, I want to get kind of a little bit practical with you guys about how do we actually do this? Because whenever I talk to people about how to get close to God, I'll talk about reading the Bible or talking to God when you have problems, being thankful. But sometimes I'll say, and listening to God. Whenever I say listening to God, I always get this like, ooh. It's like everyone's like, I don't really know how to listen to God, or that sounds too hard. That sounds too weird. How do you listen to God? Well, we just talked earlier today about whenever you share that I message, whenever you say to a person, I'm hurt when this happened, or I was hurt, then you got to give them space to talk. If you don't give them space to talk, that's how you break up with someone, is to say, like, I'm hurt, and I didn't like this, and then you leave. Okay, that's not how you keep a relationship going. You got to give space for them to respond. But how do we give space for God to respond? Well, we're going to talk about a method. It's from Celebration of Discipline, a book by Richard Foster. It's not from the Bible. You don't have to do it every day or something like that. But it's one tool. And so I want to encourage you guys, try it out and see if it's helpful to you. How do you listen to God? So it's called Palms Down, Palms Up. And it's a way to pray. So it's just two steps. And what you do, I would recommend if you have a problem, pick one problem, one thing that's hurting in your life. and talk to God about it. So when you talk to God about it, you put your palms out like this, both your hands, and you're in, you know, a quiet place in your house or your car or something like that, but you talk to God, put your hands out, and you lay out to God, here's exactly how I feel. One of our youth got chicken pox for a couple weeks and, like, hated life for those 2 weeks. So if Jaden was talking about this, he would say, God, I hate that I have chicken pox. I already was vaccinated. Everyone else I know has already had it. Like, I'm too old to have it. Like, it's no fun. I'm so bored out of my mind. This is unfair. You know, so he just dumps all exactly how he feels. He gives it all out there, okay? Tells it all to God.
By the way, we can do that.
Yeah.
We can do just that. And that's a great example.
Yeah. But then you got to give that space to listen, okay? So how do you do that? Well, the listening part is the harder part, and that's where the hands kind of help our brain get in the right spot and our heart get in the right spot. So you put your palms up. And there's nothing magical about hand motions, but when you put your palms up, it's no longer time for you to talk. It's no longer time for you to add to your problems or to add to what you said. So when your palms are up, I guarantee you, if you talk to God for 5 minutes, as soon as those palms go up, 3 seconds later, you're going to think, oh, and I forgot. Or, oh, and this is really bad about it. Or, oh, I need help with this too. You don't let yourself do that. You say, nope, my palms are up. Now it's time to listen. So at least as long as you talked, you need to listen to God. So if you talk to God for 5 minutes, listen for at least 5 minutes. If you talk to God for 20 minutes, don't listen for 20 seconds. Okay? A lot of times that's how we work. We'll pray for 20 minutes about all of our problems. And then we're like, okay, I'm going to listen. Whew, man, it was hard to listen. Okay, I'm ready to go on. Like, so you put your palms out there, and it's just like a mental thing of like, okay, I just have to listen. We did this with our teenagers. You know, there's like 12-year-old kids that were doing this a couple months ago in the youth group. And they don't, honestly, some of them are just getting started with God. They're not experts or anything like that, just like us in this room. But when we did this palms down, palms up stuff, a lot of them, they have some big issues going on in their life. And yet they shared, like, I really felt God get really close to me. They were, like, really shocked. Like, can we do, they literally asked, can we do this again? And some of them said, like, I feel better. I feel more at peace. I can tell you, sometimes I've done this, and I've been super worried about some goofy problem in my life. And then I finally listened to God for the first time the whole day. I actually give a little bit of space for God to talk. And he hits me over the head and is like, that is not a big issue at all. You were a jerk to your sister or something like that. And you need, that's the big issue of your day. You're totally off focus. So you got to just give space for God to speak. It's no longer, you're not asking God questions. You're just saying, I want to receive. I want to open up. So that's palms out. You tell God everything that's on your heart. And I think it's good to keep it to one issue at a time. You can start the cycle over if you want. But then you open up and say, now I'm just opening up to you. What do you have to say?
We have been somewhat in a classroom today. Sometimes we just have a fireball sermon and come and do something right now. Today is something for you to do after today. You can start today. One of them is to learn how to level with people, not to let resentments build up in you. And you can find on our website, a casting of this message, and you can hear it again, and you can apply it to your life. Donna Mills, who's going to be doing the marriage class, I know has lots of information to share about listening and delivering, you know, the leveling kind of conversations. You can practice what Jake talked about, putting your hands out. God, this is how I feel. Turning your hands over. These are things to practice and to work with over time. I'm one of the guys who helped deliver the message, and I know in my own heart there are needs that I have to work with on what we just talked about. Can we, during our time of commitment, say, God, I'm going to work on this. God, I'm going to use this opportunity by your grace to go get a resentment out of my life, so more healing can come to a relationship that's very important to me. Whatever it might be, God, I'm going to come to you real quick, and you and I are going to talk about me. Let's do something today, all right? Why don't we go ahead and stand, please, and Josh is going to lead us in prayer, and the worship team's going to come, and you respond as God speaks to you.
Before I pray, I want to remind you guys that this is the most important part of the day is getting ready to happen right now. And there's going to be people up here, and their lives are on the line. I hope you guys hear that. People's salvation and eternity is on the line. So if you're not going to be coming down and praying with these people, I suggest that you stand where you're at and you pray with them. It's not time to play and cut up and be messing with your neighbor, okay? This is a serious, serious time. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for Maywood Baptist Church. I thank you that you made a place where people can come get new lives, Lord. I thank you that you didn't forget about us. I pray that you bless this time right now as we move forward. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.